The gratitude I have for those of you who have showed up today is awesome. And for the new people, I'm happy to have you here too. This is such a great opportunity to hear like our entry stories and what it was like for us, because I think at times it can be a little intimidating, but also for people considering coach training, what we all thought about when we were first starting and what we thought about as we made choices of what we were going to do, what we thought we were going to do as coaches versus what we do, but also what we thought coach training would be like and what it actually was. And because I say something to everybody that no one said to me. And if you came through this school through me, if you don't remember this, I am absolutely certain I said this to you. I said coach training is one of the most intense things you will ever experience outside of birth and death. No one prepared me for that when I was a student. So I always try to prepare people because for me it was really true. But I'm curious for the alumni in the room. Was your experience anything like that? Because the person that existed before coach training and the person that exists now, I feel like I see similarities and I know that there's a core there, but the core now is much more strong and the core now is what I lead with when before it was mostly fear. Anybody want to share their own experience about like what were you before and what are you now? Oh, are you gonna all be shy?
I can tell
Brandon, yeah.
you, I was tore up from the floor up. I was in so much fear, and I can remember that I really didn't know what the platform was whatsoever. When you called me up and gave me the scholarship to Coachville, I was so excited about it that I didn't even like really read up on it or anything. And then when I entered Coachville and Coach Villa, and I think my first one was Play Life, and I was like, get out of here. I don't play life. What are y'all talking about? I'm a soldier, I'm a veteran, I don't play life. And so I think I resisted Coachville for like the first year. I totally resisted it in every way possible. I resisted it. But then, now that what I'm 7 years in now, and like that's all. And then I realized through the journey, whenever you start going through it, you realize, man, I played my whole life. I have been playing in the military. I was cutting up. I was the one that was always doing all the goofy stuff in the military and just living life and always looking at like the bigger picture. So now that I look back on it, it's an amazing experience. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be at. I know that. But it was a journey getting here. And I always tell people, for me, I was this girl, a country girl from Purvis, Mississippi, and I wouldn't connect with anybody. So when I first started going through Coachville, I wouldn't tell anybody my transformation. I was having aha moments. I was having all these things. And I was like, I can't say anything to anybody because everybody's going to think I'm going crazy. So I kept all of it to myself. But then after a couple years of Coachville, when I started seeing all the new coaches coming through and they started having the same experience as me, I was like, holy cow, all of us go through this. Like, and so it's been an amazing experience being able to be here now and also be here as, as hopefully a new instructor, So it's been full transformation here from the old version of me to the one that I'm becoming. More and more becoming of myself.
And Brandy, so it hasn't been true with everybody in this room, but with a lot of you, I was the first person you talked to before you joined Coachville. And I think you all know by now that I have an eidetic memory for experiences with humans. So I can remember exactly what it was like. I remember you got teary-eyed with me and you weren't sure what you were capable of. And then for those of you who are new to Coachville or considering Coachville, what Brandy's journey was like and where she is now. So she is going to be an instructor. She's an assistant instructor right now, but also she runs the first peer support respite house in the state of Mississippi. She has her own 501c3 organization that she's created for veterans. And those were those things you would have considered before Coachville?
Oh, I had no idea. I didn't even, I think for the first year, I didn't even know. I knew I wanted to be a life coach, but I had no idea what avenue. And matter of fact, I think it was Brendalyn or whatever. She got to me in a session, and after the session was over with, she was like, "You're a coach for veterans. That's where you're that I hope you see that." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess I am." Like I didn't even recognize it then. But once she gave that spark in me, once I was able to accept it, man, I started running with it, you know, and here I am, you know, I have my own nonprofit, and two of my partners are in here at Coachville now. You know, I'm not doing this alone. You know, I have them here with me because for a long time I've been on this journey out here, you know, just being this life coach in this community. And here in the South, it's kind of resistance a little bit with life coaching, you know? And so now that I have them on board with me, it's like it's all starting to bloom and come together. And I am in the trauma world. I'm here at the Gulf Coast Respite House. We have people come, guests come up in here up to 14 days. Anybody that's going into a mental health crisis can stay up in here for 14 days twice a year. So they come in here and I work with people in the crisis. I work with veterans all over the community. I never imagined that my life would be like this. And through the journey, you know, I'm becoming the best version of myself. You know, people don't realize it when you're going through Coachville and you have it's a rewiring of the brain. So I became Coachville. I became play life mindset. So anytime that I'm out in the world, I'm always scanning my environment, scanning everything, and being like, am I supposed to be in this environment? If I'm in this environment, how is this environment serving me or serving anybody else? Like my mindset is completely play life mindset, you know, and it's beautiful.
That's awesome. So, for those of you who are new or considering Coachville, what Brandy's talking about is one of our methods. So, we teach four methods at Coachville: human connection, play life, world power, and inner freedom. And each of us resonates with probably one method just a little more than the rest, although all of us use all of them. So Brandy's play life, I'm inner freedom. And when I think about that, it's the transformation is significant because inner freedom's all about fear. And the thing I feared most when I came to Coachville was basically everything to do with fear, deepness, real emotions. All of the things that I play in all of the time now were the things I feared the most. And now I play in the deep spaces. So the thing about Coachville that's really awesome is there are a lot of different methods that you can resonate with and use when you get out into the coaching world and in your coaching journey. And
But
so I
that's
wonder.
something cool to look at too, because the things that we resisted, we realize that's the thing that we become, you know, just like you resisted the fear, the inner freedom, and I resisted the play so much, and then look at me, that's all I do.
David, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say the best lesson I got from Coachville was something that happened near the end. It was my fourth practicum with David Sherrod. I'm sorry. And I had a client that at the time seemed very challenging. You know, she had a very specific, she was going to do this fundraising out in the forest and have this enterprise, you know, going on and all this stuff. And I said during that, and this I think was telling of the way I approached Coachville when I entered it. I said during it, I'm sorry, I don't have any expertise in this. And of course, David flagged right away, you're not supposed to have expertise, David. You're a coach. And it occurred to me that I came into Coachville I mean, I remember when I first thought of what coaching was, I thought it was helping with resumes, and then I figured out later that it was, I guess my impression when I entered was like it was a therapy, but with a push forward, you know. And of course, but it was not therapy. I made sure to make that clear. But that's, I think, the way my mind conceived it. But I was kind of like, I'm gonna have expertise in all these problems that might come to me and all these issues that a client may have. And in that moment, you know, of saying you're not supposed to have expertise, really clicked in me and made me, at the end of my program, a so much more relaxed, playful Brandy, much more playful coach, much more organic in sessions. I was doing all right with that, but now I understood the benefit of that. And it has really helped me because I used to think I really can't be a career coach. I don't know anything about some of those issues and such. And now I do career coaching all the time with fields I know nothing about, and coaching works. It really works, and I get to witness that and you know abet it. So yeah, that last lesson was the good one, and it made everything else make sense.
That's awesome. And it's interesting how coaching evolves, and that's one of the things that I really love about it, is that it's evolving constantly. And so you don't have to have expertise to coach somebody. And now the ICF says you can, and you can bring it to the experience, and that's actually written into the competencies. So if there is something that you have a particular knowledge or a voice in, that does belong in coaching too. And so most people in this room know that I'm neurodivergent, so I'm autistic with ADHD. And so that is one of my specialties, and I work with a lot of neurodivergent people. So when people hire me, they actually do hire me for both, for my coaching skills and the knowledge that I have too. So what's awesome about it is now either opportunity exists, which is amazing.
And I don't mean to be totally disingenuous about that, because there's a lot of times I bring my past training as an actor into the sessions, not just in sort of the immediacy of a conversation, but in I've been coaching some people on interviewing, and you know, just little presentation things like don't have a little party up in your head with your eyes rolling back in your sockets, you know, connect, and little things like that I will you know that. I do have some expertise that I bring into things, and that goes beyond a little bit some emotional wisdom I may have picked up on over the years in reading and life experience. But you know, but I'll still hold that, you know, I don't come in with saying, oh, you told me these things, okay, I got all the answers for you. Yeah, I that's and I think there was a part of me that thought I should have that. Even though God knows Coachville lectured me out of fixing from the beginning, but it just sometimes there's a moment that crystallizes such things, and that moment in that practicum was one that crystallized things for me.
Excellent. Anybody want to chime in or add anything, or if there's any questions, Ebony, yeah, go ahead. And then we'll go with Andy. Ebony, go ahead. Andy, go ahead.
So I just wanted to share one of the things that was really amazing for me is the community that was built here. Just feeling accepted right away, like I was with like-minded people and being comfortable being vulnerable. I started with Inner Freedom, so I went right into the deep end. It's my favorite class, it's my favorite place to be, and my favorite thing to do with people that are coaching with me. And also role playing, which I thought was the most awful thing when I first came here. And now I can't tell you how many of my clients I role play with and come up to me to role play. And I think it's funny that I found a space there and just how afraid of it I was. And I didn't want to do it. And like David, I thought I had to have all the answers. And so it was a relief finding out that with coaching, you really don't need all the answers. You just need to be there for other people to find their answers.
Yeah. But that was a bold move, Andy. I remember that you jumping right into inner freedom. Well done. That's a way to start for sure. Thank you. Ebony, were you ready?
Yeah, I think I'm good now. So my experience when I first joined Coachville, it was because I was already doing some life coaching with people who were like, "Hey, you're so good at helping me break things down and move forward. I would love for you to like coach me." And I'm like, "Oh, all right." So I started doing it just kind of haphazardly because it felt natural. And I was like, "Well, maybe I should go get some training, get certified by the ICF, and like do this thing for real." So I chose Coachville, interestingly, because I was like, "It looks so fun." Like there's at the time we had game cards. I was like, heck yeah, I want to play games and win points and stuff to go learn about coaching and stuff. Like it was just so fun to play and the dreaming and all that stuff just felt so different and liberating. And for context, I was working in the corporate environment in the finance department, big corporation. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, let's go do something fun and playful. So I joined Coachville and I stuck around for like a class and a half. And then I quit because I was like, this is too frou-frou. This is too silly. This is too, what are these people talking about? I can't take you seriously. Let me go back to my numbers and my data and all these things. So I did for a while. And then I came back because I was like, I really want the certification. So go get your certification that you paid for. Well, when I came back, I was in a different space in life. And I was like, I really need some different energy. Like, the way that I do life right now is not it. I need something different. So when I came back, I actually like submitted to the program. I actually like read the things and dug into them and allowed them to challenge me internally and blah, blah, blah. It was very uncomfortable and I did not like it. But I loved the results. Like I loved the energy that I got from spending time in these spaces. I loved the way that it changed how I interact with other people. And I would say that that's probably one of my favorite things about having gone to coach training here is how it has impacted me personally. Like everyone gets a more open-minded, a more curious, a more judgment-free, a more supportive Ebony, like my whole family does, and my clients do as well. And the places that I serve and do workshops, like everyone gets that version of me, not just my coaching clients. And I love that for all of us. And so, even like in my family, my dad, very strong military background. He was in the military for over 20 years. He's very rigid, very structured. He and I used to bump heads all the time. And over the years, I started sharing more and more of the things that I was learning at Coachville with him. I've shared my own like new demeanor and way that I deal with things with him. And he would regularly like contradict and like fight back about like, no, you shouldn't be, you need to do it this way. And I'm like, no, nah, I'm gonna play with it. I'm gonna do my own thing. And at the end of last year, like it was so cute. He was like, what is this thing that you're doing? And I was like, I'm about to join a deep dive with Deanna at Coachville. And he was like, well, tell me what that's about. And I told him about it. He was like, how do I get to come in there? And I was like, you want to join? And he created his own account so that he could join the Coachville environment. And I was like, my dad, he's like 63 or so. And he's like, I wanna learn more about this. I wanna spend time with these people. I was like, yes, please do. They're great. I am a product of this environment. Like, come join us. So, it's been incredibly redemptive and transformational for me and the people around me. Like, when we talk about the ripple effect and how our own transformation impacts other people, it's real, like, and it's deep. And so, even after I came back, got my coaching certification, I became a play life instructor, which is so interesting for me. Like, I was like, this is so cool. I love it. I want to teach it. I want to help other people live it. So I did that for a while, and now I'm like writing play-centered programming to be part of grants so that I could actually like take it into groups and community spaces so that people can play more. And one of my favorite things to say to me when I am taking life too seriously is play, because it is serious business. So the things that I care the most about, the things that feel the heaviest, the things that feel the most important to me, I'm like, hey, let's not control. Let's play. Let's be curious. Let's experiment. Let's bring people in. Let's relate to one another. Like, those are the things that I've taken away from my coach training here. And it's why I keep coming back to take classes and spend time here because I love what it gives me and it gives me something to give to other people.
Oh, that's such a great story. And I remember when your dad came, it was so awesome.
Yeah, he was so stoked. He's like, these people are great. Listen to them talk. I love this.
I think it was a really good deep dive. Not that they're all usually pretty good. That's awesome. Deep dives are one of the community engagement events that we have once a month. That it, now that if you're new here, or you're exploring Coachville, the free gift access that you got gives you access to deep dives. So you are welcome to join us. And it's just a bunch of us that like to talk about a lot of things, and we get together and we dive deep, obviously, and we talk about a lot of really amazing things. And there's never a script. Like, I come with some ideas, and usually I start with one question, and then the community takes off. And the last one we had was unbelievable. It was such an amazing experience. And so that's what a deep dive is. But I just want to say, for those of you that are new, if you have any questions, you can raise your hands at any time. But I think it's really good to hear that there are a lot of different backgrounds that come to Coachville. So when I came to Coachville, I had no corporate experience and I was incredibly nervous and really just very afraid that I wasn't going to fit in because I have an unusual background. I went to art school and I used to work in the rock music industry. So I remember thinking, what are they going to do with me? I'm like rock and roll art girl. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to fit in. And in the first class, they put me in a triad with my biggest fears. I ended up in a triad with a super corporate MBA powerhouse woman coach from Canada and someone with a PhD in psychology who was running programs for at-risk youth in LA. So the at-risk youth thing I could totally relate to because I had done that work in Philadelphia, but the two like big degree MBA, PhD, and oh, I'm just rock and roll art girl. And I wasn't at the time owning a very significant win that I had. So I'm part of the team that created School of Rock. It's a 500 branch franchise. I didn't mention that, buddy. I was just afraid of everyone. And the you should know that that was in 2007 and it is now 2026. I still connect with both of them. They regularly check in and say, hey, let's do a catch-up call. And it's so weird for me. It's still weird. You know, the growth process as a coach is really interesting. It's still weird for me to think I am both the person that was afraid of them and now the leader that they reach out to for support or advice, or can I bounce this off of you? And the person who was afraid in the first breakout, I mean, I had this idea that I would like to be a leader in the school one day after 2.5 hours of class, but I don't think I really imagined this version. And so that's kind of a really cool thing is like the version of yourself that you think is going to come out of the program usually pales into in comparison to what really happens. And that seems to be a pretty universal experience for a lot of people. David, go ahead.
So it just feels like a good segue point because I wanted to add something. I think a lot of people have come into Coachville because they have some idea, whether it pans out or not, of what they think coaching is. For me, it was just a job. It was something that I wanted to do as a job. And so I was going to become the expert and have and solve people's problems. Absolutely, my first practicum, also massive problem solving. Coach Dave said it was he goes, "You're really creative," but it was like a ping pong match of you saying, "Have you tried this?" And the coachee going, the player going, "Yeah, didn't work." But I don't know that I had any expectations for personal growth. It never occurred to me as I began the process that that was supposed to be or would even be an outcome, that it was about mastery of a new skill and that that would be it. And I think that has been an important part of the journey. Right. I've been at Coachville through all of my accreditation and my credentials, and it's been amazing for that process. But I am absolutely not the same person I was 7.5 years ago. Brandy, we were in the same initial cohort, if you recall. And the way I look at my own life, and I remember even within 2 years, the first time when I took mentor coaching and we talked about the ultimate outcomes and the reasons why people were participating, and I said legacy doesn't interest me at all, and Deanna, you were like, I'm call bullshit in so many ways. I think it's legacy is 100% what you're at, and I realize it's not legacy per se. Like, I don't have kids. I'm not leaving the name that way. It is an impact. And ultimately I created a company called Multiply Your Impact. And it's how I multiply mine, but it's become about personal mastery and, being the best version of me and being able to use that to impact positively the lives of others. And I can't say that was even remotely close to what the dream was, or that I had a dream like that starting out. Deanna, you had said something about along the lines of this is, you've chosen a vocation that is one of the most challenging because nobody will go any further than you're willing to go yourself. And that has absolutely proven to be true as I've come through this.
That's awesome. But I want to just point out something. Right, like you did master a skill, it's just not the skill you thought. Right, so the skill that you're mastering, the skill of living your life authentically, like who you are, and the skill of making an impact in the way you want to make an impact, those are skills also. They're just not the skills we typically think about growing. Which is interesting because they're the most important ones, but we think like the other skills. I'm going to learn how to listen, which is awesome. I'm going to learn presence. That's awesome. But the skill of being yourself is probably the most important skill we are all learning. And that's certainly the skill I learned at Coachville. David, go ahead. And anybody else that wants to chime in or ask a question, you're welcome to do so at any time.
Just a quickie. It may be as interesting what names we choose for our coaching businesses or something, like Dave was just saying, because I chose Go Your Own Way Coaching because that was a core thing for me, is, being willing to go my own way instead of the people-pleasing sort of aspects that I may have had before. And that brings me to something, Deanna, you really taught me, which was you do say I call bullshit pretty easily. And that's not normally something, I might have been good at going into this. I mean, I would have done it, but in a sort of, you have to do this sort of way. And you really do, and Brandy, and I'm sure the others have had this experience of discovering that, challenging and confronting people when they say they want one thing, but their actions are another, within what they came into coaching for and what they're actually doing is the big skill, I think, I find in sessions now. I don't know what some of the other coaches, as you've gone along, toward PCC and beyond, how that has happened, but it's just essential. Those are the moments, often for me.
So for the new people in the room, all of your styles will be based on who you are and what you want to, how you want to impact people in the world. I happen to be known as sort of like the rebel rock and roll deep. You come to me if you want a truth teller who will support you until she takes her last breath. So sometimes I call bullshit. Probably more than I thought I did. I might put that on my website. For real. I don't think anybody comes into coach training thinking that they're going to have a massive transformation. But clearly the people showed up. So for those of you who are new, this was totally voluntary. I said, hey, you can think about some of these things, but really we're just going to come and talk. So none of this prompted everybody here sharing what they really came to share and what they feel in the heart. But this is a pretty universal experience, I think, with people that really do it, right? So you can get through this program and not have this experience, because I see people do it. And I always hope, I definitely try to push those people's edges to get them through that resistance. Just because it was me and Dave pushed my edges. And that's the only reason why I'm here today. Otherwise, I'd be off solving problems, right? I'd still be out there trying to fix caterpillar problems to instead of helping butterflies do great things, right? So the knowing that you will experience resistance, likely you will experience resistance, but the people that are here in this room are the ones that took everything they learned, practiced it, applied it in their own life, and are really going out and doing things. You can slide by and get an ACC or a PCC, but I hope that you want what these people have and what I've experienced because it's amazing. Like people say to me, what will you do when you retire? And I think, what? Like, what is that? That's such a weird concept. This is why I exist on this planet. There is no retiring. I don't know what you're doing, but I will be doing this until I take my last breath. That is a very unique thing about this because also it doesn't make me tired. It winds me up. Like, so if I have later night clients where I have to teach a night class, forget it. I'm not going to be up in the morning because my brain is like, what is all this? Okay, I got to process and now I have a million ideas. Right. So just a couple things to think about. Rebecca, go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to amplify that, there is, I think, no one path to coaching. And so, that thing of like, is this the thing for me? Is this the big choice, especially now with so many things that are uncertain in the world? And yet, like, even if you don't know what the path is going to look like, being in a program like this, what I found is that just by choosing it, your path shows up more clearly, whether it's from being more willing to see the path from my perspective or, just having more opportunities show up. And so I really encourage if anyone is looking to explore it, being a coach is something that is inextricable from just who I am. I can't imagine me living my life without it being part of my life, part of exploring what else I'm capable of as a coach, where I can continue to expand, how I can reach more of my depth. And it's not just a container that I co-facilitate and co-create with clients, but it's also a container for me in my life. And that may sound big and dramatic, and yet it is true with every cell of my being. I came to coaching because I had a path that went like this, and I was working with people and realizing, if you keep working with people in certain ways and they keep doing the same things over and over, and there isn't a scope of, it's not within your scope of practice to say, hey, what's really going on there? Then, what am I really doing with this other person? And so I was actually looking for counseling programs. I was like, oh, maybe a third master's is a great idea. I'll be a counselor and, work.
And it was all, this was back in 2009, and it was all pathology based. It was all, how do we deal with broken humans and make them better? And I was like, no, this, like, that doesn't sit with me. Like, what about positive psychology? What about like that one class they're teaching at Harvard? Like, where's that program? And the more that I looked for it, the more I found coaching. And at the time, I ended up going into an executive leadership coaching program. It was a great program, whatever, but I didn't go through all the things. And so I got an ACC, and I was like, oh, that's fine. And I was doing it, doing it, doing it. And at some point, I recognized that I wanted more, but I also, and I think this is a really important piece about Coachville, is I really wanted more community. I really wanted to be in an environment with other people who saw the value of it, one, and also, were in that growth mindset, in that continuous learning space, and really valued it. And so that's how I found Coachville. And, I also knew I wanted to coach out or coax out that playfulness and that creativity and that curiosity that I had kind of packaged into like a very professional box, because that's what you have to do to be taken seriously, because otherwise people are just going to think you're Stuart Smalley and like, doing stupid things, like not understanding what it's about. And so over the years, it has really helped me to be more of the fun, playful human that I am in my outside of coaching life, but actually bring it into my coaching life. And then my coaching life was able to spill out more into the rest of my life to actually start to be more of a holistic being in my whole life. And so, again, that may sound really big, and it's also true. And so, I just, yes, there's maybe trepidation, but I just would encourage anyone who feels a call or feels like you are looking for expansion, that it really gives that opportunity. And I never feel as expanded in activities with other humans as I do after activity, like coaching activities with other humans, whether it's in a class, in a workshop, one-on-one with a member, when you're just in that space together. And it's, it's something that I think we can not only give to ourselves, but also to the world. And, yes, the future is unknowable, and yet every next step is available to us. And so if we can be in conversations with one another to help see, okay, what's here for me today, so that tomorrow can be that much brighter or have that little bit more ease, then I just don't see how we can not choose it. So anyway, that's my 10 cents. And positive challenge, artful interruption, daring to be provocative, that is definitely the edgy trifecta that goes together with play that I'm really grateful for, because I feel like that's what really rounds out the Coachville style or the gifts of the Coachville experience.
Excellent. Thank you. There are a couple things I want to just say about what you said. So first off, do you know what you want to do before you come to Coachville? And what I have learned is, even if you think you know, stay open, because what happens as you're navigating the experience may expand your potential or your possibilities exponentially. And when I first came to coach training, I thought I was going to work with women, particularly because I thought there were a lot of women in my family that really limited what was possible for them. If you would have asked me, hey, do you think you'll work with the corporate world? Or even more so, hey, do you think you'll ever coach the dying? I would have told you 100% no. I will run screaming into the void before doing either of those things. And my pro bono give back is hospice coaching. I've now coached 60 people through the end of life. The idea of that in 2007 would have been the end of coaching for me. I never would have considered that. And I love being a disruptor in the corporate world. It is part of what I'm here to do, shake them up. So, if you would have said, "Hey, do you think you'll love hanging out with the dying and the corporate world?" Not in a million years would I have said yes. And I learn more from the dying than I do from the living consistently. And they are the most joyous clients that I have. And I never would have expected that. So stay open. Stay open and embrace whatever comes up as you're going through coaching. And then the second thing that I would play off of is like what you do now, the things you have interest in, because Coachville does look at things very differently. You can apply it in different ways. And so when I first started, I used to do coaching and hiking. So I would do coaching groups and hiking, coaching and kayaking. So the thing about coaching is you can really make it whatever you want. Just a heads up, like we have a lot of experience. However, I can guarantee you that everybody in this room, and I know everybody in this room very deeply and very personally, and I love everybody in this room, everybody in this room very deeply remembers who they were when they started. So this is not a room full of people to be intimidated by. This is an awesome group of very human people who do not forget where they started. So if anybody has questions, you can raise your hand or bring your mic live, and the room is open. Anna, go ahead.
It's not that I have a question, but I just wanted really to thank you guys for sharing your stories. I don't know if you hear yourself, maybe you were repeating the stories many times, but I hear them for the first time and it's truly inspiring. And me being only 1.5 weeks with Coachville, now I know it was a good decision. And it's good also to hear that you had some struggles at the beginning because of course my mind is also going crazy. I'm also now in a transition period in my life, so I'm also a little bit worried. Will I manage? How will I manage? But I see you also had similar thoughts at the beginning, so it's actually good to hear that I am not the only one. I just wanted to say now I'm very curious where this path will lead for me because, as you said, no one of you expected a few years ago where you will be right now and hearing all the stories which you manage. Like, I'm just like, wow, it's mind blowing. So, I think now my dream is very small, but I will stay open, as you said, and let's see what the future will bring. But I just wanted to say thank you for sharing the stories with us, the newbies or the new ones joining here. So thanks, thank you, Ella. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Anna. And again, I think it's worthy to know that I'm the CXO of Coachville. I have been running the school for 16 years, and I was such a bad student. I would try to, I had, so we didn't have Zoom. We also didn't have Maestro Conference. And so it was really easy to try and like hide out in the back and no one would know you were there. But also, if I got called on, I was the master of excuses as to why I couldn't participate because I was so afraid. And one time I said to Dave, "Oh, I can't participate today. I have a really bad headache." And I will remember this quote forever. "Oh, come on, Deanna. You can at least contribute one thing today." And that was the beginning of me like really seeing like, okay, this is a safe community. They do really want to hear what I have to say. And I finally started talking. And I'm pretty certain, and those of you who are in the room that know me know that I'm pretty certain Dave occasionally wishes I would talk a little bit less. But he's gotten used to it by now. He does have to say in meetings, "Okay, Deanna, I really have to go. You can tell me this story tomorrow." So it is, even if you're the most challenging student who has the most epic failure practicum, you have no idea what's possible for you. Excellent. Anybody have any last thoughts or like if there was some piece of wisdom that you would share to someone either brand new to Coachville or considering coach training? What would that piece of wisdom be?
Come play with us.
Yeah, come play with us. Yeah.
Come play with us.
Linda, go ahead. Linda?
Believe in yourself and don't give up.
Yeah. Ebony, go ahead.
Echoing the don't give up. Like, stick around as much as you can, even if you're feeling overwhelmed or you're like, I can't do all the things, or I don't feel like I'm good enough or whatever. Like, just keep showing up, because even in showing up to class only or to a deep dive only will have an impact on you. And then you can always grow. You can retake a class, but every little bit makes a difference.
Yeah.
Just to echo that, mine is take it easy, but take it.
Take it easy, but take it. That's awesome. So I definitely took it easy. I took a slow journey through Coachville. So it took me 3 years to do the whole thing. So I did that. Yeah, absolutely. Rebecca, go ahead.
Yeah, so I definitely came from a goals tradition versus a dream tradition. So I had some resistance there. I mean, there were parts of it that I'm like, oh yes, my dream, but I was fighting it. And I just wanted to say, Anna, when you said, oh, my dream is small. And I think it's really brave to just have a dream and to acknowledge what that is here and now, today, in this moment. And, you know, I put it in the chat and I really believe this. Like, I think it's just a matter of having that moment where it's like, okay, you know what? I don't maybe know the big dream. Like, I have not unlocked that level yet. And would I be willing to be vulnerable enough with myself to know, well, what's that first step? What does the little dream look like? And the more that we lean into that, the dream just keeps getting bigger and evolving and shifting and changing and becomes even more of, Ebony, I loved what you said, you know, coaching is a profound relationship. And it's so true, because it itself is a relationship that we get to be a part of, but then also the relationship that allows us to have with ourselves as we're becoming coaches and we're becoming our next version of ourselves. And then also the relationship, obviously, with our players and clients. But just recognizing that, like, when it comes to dreams, they don't grow on judgment. They grow on curiosity and compassion for self and a little bit of grace. And, you know, yeah, curiosity, creativity, and a little courage to just see what maybe is around the corner and going for it just for today.
Yeah. And an awesome community, right? Like, even as part of Coachville, check, you are also a part of Coachville Global. So we're always around. Like, you can connect with us on the app all of the time. We're all pretty wildly accessible and we love connecting with people. So, and that's what I find, like, that's the thing I would say, Andy, I'm going to get to you in a second. But when it comes to Coachville, I thought I was joining a training program. I had no idea that I was joining a life-changing community. So when I finished up at Coachville, that was the exact time that my partner was diagnosed with leukemia. And I had created this epic supportive community all over the world. And if you've ever been the caregiver for someone with cancer, the time that's hardest is like 2:30 in the morning when everybody's asleep and you're freaking out. Like, will my partner make it to the next day? And at 2:30 in the morning, I could send a message or send an email to one of the Coachville Europe students. In particular, there was a team member in Israel, and I could send him an email and he would answer me immediately. So I always knew that I had community to rely on when I needed it most. So for me, it is, if you pick the right coach training program, you're not just joining a program or training, you're joining a community that will have your back as long as you show up for them. And that's what's really amazing. Anybody else that has any thoughts or takeaways before we say before we say goodbye. Dee, so I know you're one of the newbies. Our other newbie had to leave. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? And I don't want to put you on the spot, so if you're not ready, I'm also available. You can connect with me privately.
I mean, no, not at the moment. I mean, I've been looking at coaching as a goal and a desire for a couple of years, actually, and trying to identify which might be the best program. I'm a little scratchy voice right now, so pardon
That's
me.
okay.
But I've enjoyed listening to each one of you contributing and the enthusiasm and energy and expertise that you share. And I think that this is like my. It's time, you know. I mean, I'm not going to be here forever, so I want to make this my best time of my life, you know, once I can really step in.
And the thing about coaching that is really awesome is age really plays no role in it, right? I'm trying to think. The youngest person at Coachville, I think, was 19. Oh no, 17. He was 17. So the youngest person that took coach training was 17. And then I'm not sure who the oldest is.
My dyad partner in my second class, she was 92 years old.
Was that Marilyn Davidson?
No.
No? Okay.
Gosh, I cannot remember her name, but she was 92.
So the thing, like, age plays no role because every age, human needs a coach. Right. So there are, like, I just got a new client that's a teenager. He's 16. Some 16-year-olds want adults as coaches. Some 16-year-olds want much younger people as coaches. So it's the one field where age doesn't really play a role unless you determine it does. And that's what I love about it too. It's a very open space, and you really can create everything that you want, and you can bring in so much of who you are and have it be a bonus versus like how it might be something that another role would not feel so kind about. So there's a lot of space for everybody in coaching, and that's why I like it also.
Thank you.
Okay, so
Thanks for everybody for
you're welcome.
your recognition. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I want to honor everybody's time here. Thank you all for coming. You are awesome. Okay, everybody, thank you so much. So we have a tradition at Coachville. It's just part of what we do. We all bring our mics on live and we all say, I'm going out to play. So, everybody, I'm going out to
Going out
play.
to play.
Play.
Going out to play.